Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Don't forget, we're also on Twitter at Captain's America. And joining us right now from FoundersCo.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, 2,900 flights canceled Monday across America for COVID and the weather. I got a couple of calls from some people up north, and then we had a couple of interesting things happen yesterday. We found out that the airlines are actually actively recruiting United Kingdom, Great Britain stewardesses to come to the United States and work the flights here so they'd have crews to fly the planes, and most of these people were unvaccinated.
Well, you better call them flight attendants instead of stewardesses, because you got to be politically correct. Many, many flight attendants now are also males.
Yes, so, that's true. That's true. Mm-hmm.
Look, it's because we have these conditions that the CDC has placed on the travel industry, about how long these people have to quarantine themselves or isolate themselves. And, of course, we're unionized over here, so the employees are and the carriers are trying to comply. That's when they cut from what, going from, I'm going to get this wrong, but I think it was 10 days down to 5.
That's right.
Down to 3, and they want it down to 3.
They do want it to 3, but it's not there.
Oh, there's where you go. I mean, that's how it hurts.
And the three-day turnaround is their time off with the crews. That's what they do. They give the crews 3 days off, and away they go again.
Well, it depends. Yes. But the pilots have a very different restriction on when they can fly and for how long than the flight attendants do.
Now, we've got an interesting situation that's brewing in La La Land in D.C. The Democrats are now going to have 24 of their congressmen and women retire. Not move to a different position, but retire. Then they've got another 8 or 10 that are going to run for another office, either at the state level or perhaps U.S. senators, the case may be. So that's a total of 30 plus, around 31 or 32, that are going to be moving. And a report came out yesterday about Nancy Pelosi that she was not going to stick around as Speaker, especially if they got if they lost their majority after the election. She would be retiring. This would be her last shot at it, number one. Number two, who's this guy Jeffries, Hakeem Jeffries or something like that. Isn't he
the, Right.
Isn't he the one that's from New York? And I believe if he's not of Muslim persuasion, he's a wannabe. I don't know if he actually is or if he became converted or what the deal is.
So why are you asking? Because he, well, my, he would run for speakership?
Yeah, would he not be the one they're talking about? Is he the one they're talking about?
Well, he is likely, definitely, I shouldn't say likely and definitely, but she is known to going to retire completely, not just give up the speakership for obvious reasons, but retire and leave right after the midterms. I think they're certainly going to lose, I think, the House for sure, because I think they're well into the low 30s here on those that are, because Bobby Rush, he's retiring too.
Wouldn't Steny Hoyer be the next one up? Because he's what the, I guess he's an assistant minority.
It depends upon whether you want to run or not. There, it's not a matter of seniority. It's a matter of if you want to be a speaker or not.
Okay. All right, because it's there's so much confusion right now going on with the Democrats in D.C. Who's going to be in charge? What's going to happen? They're worried about losing the House. Now they're worried about losing the Senate. But if they lose the Senate, I don't think it'll be by much more than 4 or 5 seats. I don't think it's going to be more than that.
I have no idea. I haven't looked at that. So I can't speak to that.
Well, I'm throwing my thing out there to begin with early, I guess, because we've been talking about it. Frank and myself and Ron and Kyle and myself, we've been talking about this. So that's where we think things are going to go. But we don't know for sure because everything is up in the air.
Well, I think there could be, as you know, the pundits are looking at 10 races in the Senate. And the Senate is where things I think are most important. See what bills could pass or what could be stopped. So I think there's 10 seats there that are in question now.
Okay.
Who they are, don't
hold that thought. We're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Yep, FoundersCode.com. And Jeff is going to take us to break.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Common, Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com is the website. You can go over there, check it out, and if you want to insure your car, if you want to insure your truck, maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, you can do all of that there. And where you really save the money is when you bundle your insurance, like I did mine, take my homeowner's policy, bundle it with my automobile policy, and I saved a bunch of money. Now, renter's insurance, also, condos insurance, you go along with your homeowners. It all does the same thing. You bundle it, it saves you money. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and see what I know. And that is you can save money. And maybe, just maybe, it might be a little cheaper and a little better than where you had your insurance before. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have, I think, let's see here. Yep, I think Elliot's on the line. Okay, Elliot, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain and Denise. Look, I'd like to run this by you guys, if you can give me 60 seconds. America, the current president of Mexico is Andrés Manuel López Obrador. Now, every president in Mexico is bought and paid off for drug routes and smuggling favors. How we know it? Well, the former president, Enrique Peña Nieto, pissed off the cartels, if you remember. They told the president, we have paid you $7.5 million for drug routes and human smuggling. Now, every president in Mexico understands if they fail to cooperate, family members will begin to turn up dead in a horrible way. And without warning, assassination attempts will be carried out to kill the president. Meanwhile, in America, our children and grandchildren are dying from powerful Chinese and Mexican cartel drugs. Now, America, what gives? Let's take back that border. You start at the Rio Grande, Semper Fidelis, always faithful, always loyal. I would place 200 amphibious Marines on the Rio Grande, manning 50 caliber gunboats. Marines would coordinate with special forces, train helicopter pilots to cover their top positions. Our drones would be locked and loaded, thousands of feet above, ready to take out any threat that may be placed on the Marines' mission. 100 engineers are needed to map hundreds of miles of border, looking for cartel underground tunnels that is connected to the drug trade and human smuggling. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Okay, well, I did talk last hour, Denise, about the fact that there are more reports coming on China's involvement of funneling the drugs through the Mexican cartels into the United States, which caused over 100,000 deaths in this country last year from the drugs that they funneled through. We know that. And then, of course, I jokingly yesterday talked about digging a moat, if you will, digging a big trench and filling it full of water and throwing the biggest Florida alligators we could get our hands on in the trench and say, okay, boys, you want to come across? Get across that.
Well, I mean, alligators that wouldn't necessarily stay in the trench. Alligators move
wherever they want to go.
Wherever they want to go, and they move there pretty quickly. So, look, I mean, all of this sounds great, but as long as you've got Biden in this White House and all these people like Mayorkas and whatnot, nothing's going to change. They're going to continue with the ghost flights that are going into, you know, random cities across the country full of illegals. You know, they're not putting any pressure on Mexico. The courts have said that the Biden administration has to comply with the Remain in Mexico procedure that Trump put in place. Mm-hmm. And the Biden administration, while they tell us that they will comply and they are in compliance, are not in compliance. In fact, they're defying it. So we have, just for that reason right there, we have a rogue federal government who is not complying with court rulings. So nothing's going to change. So we're going to have to live with it. We're well into 2 million people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just kind of stand back and look and see, you know, in history, when 2 million people invade a country without any kind of checkpoints or approval or authority or paperwork or anything else, that's an insurgency.
Yeah.
And we have an a legalized insurgency that's really illegal, obviously. It's an invasion. It's in violation of the Constitution. It has destroyed our sovereignty. I mean, it's obvious. Once these 2 million people are here and the numbers are continuing to happen, and they're not just Latin Americans by a long stretch. I mean, you know, the numbers show they come from more than 120 countries.
Right.
The cost to the U.S. taxpayer and the public safety risk to Americans is astronomical. I mean, from a law and order standpoint, or a law enforcement standpoint, from a healthcare standpoint, from an education standpoint, from an infrastructure standpoint, I mean, this is where we are. And this administration just does not care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. Now, we have an interesting situation developing in New York. The New York Attorney General, Letitia James, who was going to run for governor and then decided not to, is seeking testimony and is planning on subpoenaing Donald Trump and Ivanka Trump in connection with the civil probe going on of the Trump Organization, which is at the heart of the elder Trump's financial success. Now, they've said, the Trump children, they said they're not going to testify.
Well, there might be a reason not to testify or comply, because, suddenly they dropped all the charges or any of the probe and investigation into Cuomo on the nursing home deaths.
Correct.
She's clearly an activist attorney, and therein lies yet another problem.
Yeah, well, they're going to challenge it, and we'll see what happens. They've already sent something to the court, but who knows. Now, the highest court in the land is set to clear a major case this week, and they're combining it with a couple of other cases as to whether or not the federal government can force your employer to force you to get a COVID shot and use a federal agency to make that happen. But a First Amendment attorney says the Fifth Circuit Court ruling recently is a good sign that personal liberty will prevail here. What do you think?
You know, I really don't know what to say here at this point. It's clear that what they're forcing is changing pretty much every day. Because now you've got people that have both vaccinations and the boosters, and they have been testing positive. Then you got people that are in a situation here that are not allowed to go back to work until they can be tested, but we don't have any tests. We're in chaos, and this is how you destroy yourself as a country. And that's precisely where we're going here with this. So it's destruction. It's destruction of the transportation industry, the cruise ship industry, the restaurant, small business, even corporations. I saw there were a couple of Wall Street firms that wanted people back in their offices after the first of the year. Well, now they're even putting that off yet another 2 weeks. So, I mean, this is self-destruction. We don't hear this administration say anything about the other therapies that are out there in the pipeline that are being approved, that are working, that are, being tested. Remember, under the Trump administration, we had something called Right to Try. You got some very good pharmaceutical companies and virologists and pharmaceuticals that are trying real hard to find some other things to cure. This administration doesn't talk about it.
Okay, here comes the music. We got to go. I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News. Florida GOP Governor Ron DeSantis is continuing his stinging criticism of the Biden administration. At a news conference Monday, DeSantis blasted the Biden White House over its antibody treatment policy. He also took a jab at Democrat policies in general.
How big of a failure have vaccine passports been? Okay, if vaccine passports succeeded, you would not see a lot of the stuff that you're seeing in a lot of states that implemented them. And so all it served to do was discriminate against people based on an individual choice, create a two-tiered society.
Apple has become the first U.S. company to reach a $3 trillion market cap. Apple briefly reached the milestone on Monday before dropping back under the mark shortly afterwards. Apple broke the barrier when its share price hit $182.86. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News. On the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for the Captain's America Third Watch Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, don't forget, you can check them out online by going to the website NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu to find out more about them. But right now, they're going to tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses to take care of you and train you to be an aviation maintenance technician. The first campus is located right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm over here in Tampa on the east side of the bay. They're over there in Clearwater on the south side of the bay. Now, they're also up in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside the city limits of Boston. But in either case, you've heard me say this before, give them a call, at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour of one of those campuses. You'll be able to talk to a student or two, certainly an instructor, and certainly the people that handle the finances and get you your student loan. Now, if you're a veteran post 9/11 and you haven't used your educational benefits, you're set to go. Everything will be paid for. If you're a veteran pre 9/11 and maybe you have used some of your benefits for education or whatever, and or you don't know what type of benefits you have, they have someone there at National Aviation Academy that can work with you and find out everything you need to know, and they'll get it taken care of. And, of course, if you're a civilian, you just go through the regular student loan process like all the other civilian colleges do. But give them a call, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour, National Aviation Academy. You'll be glad you did. It's a tremendous career opportunity. Well, 4 months after an Islamic State suicide bomber killed scores of people, including 13 American service members, outside the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan, the United States and foreign intelligence officials have been able to piece together a profile of the assailant as they've been focusing on the ISIS cell that was behind the attack at the Kabul airport and where they might happen to be working out of in Afghanistan. So, it would not surprise me in the least to hear about maybe a major explosion or maybe a drone attack or whatever, killing a bunch of bad guys that would be this ISIS cell that they're looking for, that this suicide bomber was a part of. We'll know soon enough. By the way, in case you haven't heard, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin announced that he tested positive for COVID-19 on Sunday. His symptoms so far are mild, and that's the way most of it is so far with the Omicron. By the way, Joe Biden also told Ukraine that the U.S. will respond decisively if Russia further invades. A key word is further invades. U.S. President Biden Sunday told the Ukraine's President Zelensky that the United States and its allies would respond decisively if Russia further invades the Ukraine. This came from a White House statement late last night. Now, the Navy has filed an argument that the current situation with the fuel tanks leaking near Pearl Harbor and the drinking water do not pose an imminent threat to human health or the environment. I somehow or another don't quite get that. When you got drinking water, you can't drink because it tastes like gasoline or jet fuel. So something's not right with that statement, but then again, who am I? I know the Army fixed the problem they had, and they did have a situation there. They moved the location of the drinking water to where they were storing it. They moved it. That took care of that. By the way, Congress has ordered the Army to open the tour of duty portal to the Army Reserves and the National Guard units for training. The Army advertises individual vacancies for deployments and or short active duty tours of duty. There's always an online job tailored for a job board tailored for the service's part-time soldiers to volunteer to take such roles and go somewhere if they want to. So that'll be beneficial to the reserve and the guard in the event they want to serve their country on active duty somewhere else, other than just sitting at home and waiting for the alarm to go off, so to speak. By the way, Russian President Vladimir Putin requested the phone call that he had with Joe Biden ahead of the scheduled talks between the senior U.S. and Russian officials set for January 10th in Geneva. That's coming up, of course, soon. We'll see how that works out. Now, a drone attack on a U.S. base near Baghdad's international airport was repelled. Two drones, according to Iraq security forces, were shot down on Monday as they approached an Iraqi military base hosting U.S. forces near Baghdad's international airport, according to Iraqi security forces. They said nobody was hurt in the incident. So this was on the anniversary of the day that the Iranian General Soleimani was taken out by U.S. forces as a target of opportunity. As well, he should have been. Now, Russian jets were flying around the northwestern Syrian city of Idlib on Sunday, and they actually bombed sections of the rebel-held Idlib. There were reports of injuries, but we don't know how many or what kind. It's marking a new year for the flare-up of the last opposition there in Syria, and these are the rebels going up against Bashar al-Assad, the president of Syria. Russia's helping them out, as you might well expect. And we'll see where all that goes. Now, you probably haven't heard this in too many places, but you're about to hear it now. Several hundred Afghan evacuees, some of whom who were flagged for security reasons, still reside at a NATO base in Kosovo, where they're being processed by U.S. personnel, multiple government officials have said as of this week. Now, here's my concern. If they've been flagged for security concerns, why in God's earth would you want to send them or even think about sending them to the United States? Tell me I'm wrong. I wouldn't. I don't think you would either. And by the way, here's another strange one. Russian government representatives toured the U.S. Army training areas in Bavaria last week for an internationally guaranteed inspection shortly after Ukrainian troops wrapped up a training exercise there with American forces. They inspected the Russians, that is, inspected the very facilities, U.S. Army facilities in Germany, where the Ukraine was getting ready to take on the Russians should they come across their border. Wow. That's crazy. I'll have to ask the colonel about that one tomorrow. All right, stay tuned. We're coming back with our good friend, Chris Markowski. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Water.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Acura. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, comes with a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel fantastic on a bad back like mine. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are from some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Remember, they'll always honor those who served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan. Find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. All right, the Watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski, is here with us today. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
How much is hamburger up there?
Ah, you think I know? I don't do the grocery shopping. I just pay the bill.
Come on there, Mr. Shopper, Mr. Mom. You should know this. Okay, let me tell you. Let me help you out. Joe Biden was talking to somebody that was complaining about the fact that a pound of beef, ground beef, was $5 a pound. And right away, he got all upset about it. He says, well, my God, before the pandemic, it was $4 a pound. No, it wasn't. That's how stupid he is. It was $1.99 all day long. I know. I was buying it.
Yeah. Oh, again, he doesn't know. It's not like he bought groceries either. You know, he's probably got that, private chefs and people doing all that stuff for him. It's a disconnect, obviously. I've been looking at this for a long period of time. I mean, constant rise in food prices here in the United States, and it's bad. It is. It's getting to the point where it's patently absurd. It's ridiculous how much we're paying. Restaurants everywhere.
Well, Biden blamed the top four meat processors for the high prices and the problem. He expressed shock on Monday that the cost of ground beef was so high, blaming the consolidation in the meat market amongst the top processors, saying that they've basically knocked the competition out, this, that, and the other. Well, they have to a certain degree. They bought each other up in smaller companies and this, that. But does anybody forget what it takes to get the cattle to market and to feed and all that sort of stuff? Does anybody forget about that? You know, the cows have got to eat. They don't just sit there and graze on grass.
Well, you know, the problem is we're watching all of this stuff happen. It's all rolled out right in front of us. People are finally coming to the realization. Biden is blaming everyone. He's president blame for everything out there. He's got to find reason to blame somebody else. It's ridiculous.
Well, he is to blame. You need to take a look in the mirror at yourself. His policies have created this god-awful mess, and I'll even toss one more into it. This all started with oil. Our whole economy, the world's economy, is based on oil, on gasoline, on diesel, on jet fuel, on kerosene. And here we go again. Yesterday, West Texas crude went up to $76.08 a barrel. Brent crude went up to $78.98 a barrel. The wholesale price of gasoline at the refinery, $2.28 a gallon. The wholesale price of diesel at the refinery, $2.36 a gallon. And the one-year futures on oil, $87 a barrel. Remember, Iran wants that $100 price.
Well, yeah, of course, all the oil producers want that. But, yeah, that's a major part of it. There's no doubt about it. Energy prices filter into just about everything. I try to find something that they don't filter into. But it's not just that. It's also the, you come back in, you got this American Recovery Act, which is completely unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
Flooding the nation with more and more money. Our money supply has increased by over 40% in 2 years. That is highly inflationary. And it's very, very difficult to deal with right now, inflation like we normally would, simply because our national debt is just so high. And the fact that, if interest rates rise, and you talk about really busting our budget, it would destroy it.
Yep. Now, U.S. manufacturing has slumped to its weakest since 2020 as shortages now have hit production and delays the depressed orders that are being put out there. That's not a surprise. We've talked about this before.
Well, everything. I mean, I read the story yesterday. Used cars, average price of $29,000. Well, it's amazing.
That's for something that's what, a year or so old, or less than 3 years, maybe.
Yeah, but I mean, even cars that are over 10 years old with 200,000, 150,000 miles on it. You could still sell those things for $7,000-$8,000. Pickups and whatnot. That's expensive.
A $5,000 car, Chris, a $5,000 car back in January is now going for anywhere from $8,500 to $10,000.
You're right. You're absolutely right. That's about where it is. I mean, that's a major increase in price.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, construction spending. Here we go again. This is another area. It's risen again. The prices for materials, shortages of building supplies in some cases. They can't get the lumber. They can't get enough concrete. They can't get enough whatever it is, nails, hammers, whatever the deal might be. This is all inflation doing part of this.
Yeah, I was, you know, speaking actually with a builder yesterday and saying, yeah, he said, yeah, it's basically pretty much a 2-year turnaround time to build a home. It's, you know, from labor issues to materials, and also, you know, you see the spike in material costs as well. So yeah, it's without a doubt, it's definitely hurting the economy.
Now, believe it or not. Senator Ted Cruz yesterday threw something out there, and I don't know why he did this, but he said, and these are his words, not mine, I got the story in front of me, he said that if the Republicans take back the House by 30 or 35 seats, and they take back control of the Senate by 5 or 6 seats, he wouldn't be surprised if there isn't a move, a little turnabout being fair play, to impeach Joe Biden and remove him from office.
Yeah, but I mean, what would be the high crime in this? I saw the headlines of that story. I didn't read the story.
Did you see that story?
I didn't read it. I saw the headline this morning.
It would be because of the Biden involvement with China, the money that's changed hands over the years. It's in the billions of dollars. The family now.
Oh, okay. So it's other things that happened actually even before he.
They would make all of that public, including the Hunter Biden stuff.
Interesting. Interesting. I don't know if Republicans would definitely follow through with that. I'm not so sure. It's almost kind of like, the guy's failing on his own. You really don't need to. You're going to have to help him along. So,
right. Who knows? Well, I thought yesterday when he came out the door of the airplane there to at Washington, D.C., that was snowing so hard, I thought he might take one step and wind up at the bottom of the stairway. That was really slippery.
His flight was delayed yesterday. Or was
That's
it
right.
Canceled? Yeah.
His flight, the one where he flew into D.C. and they brought the gangway out there, and it was loaded with snow, and it was very, you know how slippery that had to be.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, anyway. Okay, and of course, here's something that was said, and I almost fell over. Joe Biden's progressive deputies are boasting about their efforts to fast-track foreigners into American job society and voting booths. Here's what a quote was, a statement by Yuri Jadow, the director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. I know he's Irish. I'm immensely proud of the USCIS workforce for enacting numerous operational policy changes in response to the executive orders from the Biden-Harris administration. Thank you very much. We're creating another problem.
I'm not familiar with this, Matt. What is this involved with? With the CIS?
They're fast-tracking people into the United States, putting them into jobs. They're not even doing the way. Remember the H-1B-1 visas?
Yeah.
This is not that. This is just bring them in and throw them in.
These are H-1B. Those are high-end visas, but there's also the H-2 visa,
yeah.
Which we're not.
That's not what this is. This is bring them in, throw them in. All right, listen, here comes the music. I will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Check him out. Find out what he's all about. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.